Good day, it's John David Miller with Aware More Blogcast, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. Today's topic is Psychological Operations. We are living during a time of major crisis for humanity. Few people seem to know what is happening in reality due to multiple dimensions of manipulation by psychological operations. A mass awakening is needed from the deception and disinformation. A secretive pyramid of control with many layers of agents has been manipulating events, history, religions, narratives of the news, weather, medicine, water, the food supply, the economy, business, science, industry, statistics, technology, international affairs, human behavior, and so on. For centuries, members of extremely wealthy families in control of finance, industry, the military, medicine, corporate agriculture, the media, and more, have planned for full-spectrum dominance of humanity. Secret knowledge has long been utilized for strategic purposes of gaining or maintaining control over people. Those who analyze and develop understanding of human nature may use this knowledge to help or to hinder the progress of others. In the psyche, in society, in business, and in world affairs, there are many factors that affect us. Hidden and unconscious elements significantly influence our thought, emotions, and behavior, as much or more than consciously known thoughts and events. For example, unresolved trauma, fear or illness can cause a preoccupation with personal issues and upsets, impairing one's ability to complete plans and projects. Confusion, division, fraudulent events, and isolation are used to cause dissociation and immobility. Psychological operations and public poisons in our food, air, water, home, car, and so on are implemented to control humanity. We are living in the midst of a massive psyop. Much of the news and many major events are staged fraud or occult rituals for purposes of distraction, deception, manipulation, animosity, depopulation, and ultimately tyrannical control. Utilizing the psychological operation tools of financial fraud, crime, war, pestilence, biochemical manipulation, illness, staged disasters, television, which is a major tool, media programming, surveillance, and mind control, they have sought to reduce intelligence and health, distract attention, create false realities, nullify fertility, cause early death, and control the minds and behavior of the populace. The world planners have been gradually pushing down intelligence and building ignorance, confusion, and chaos, while attacking us with and expanding the institutional bureaucracies and control technologies to guide people to their intended assumptions and behaviors. Politics, government, financial markets, weather, domestic and international issues, celebrities, sports, violence, accidents, and disasters. These subjects are the common fare of the controlled media news cycles. Then you have the movies, television programs, sport events, concerts, awards presentations, and so on. Some of this is entrainment entertainment, news and events of little value for which we have been programmed to have an interest. Some of it is trauma programming to incite, build, and maintain fear regarding the serious problems of our world. Much of this involves false or distorted narratives, as well as planned and staged events presented as spontaneous. These operations serve to distract us from significant social changes that have been developed on purpose, and earth changes that are known to be underway, perhaps even also initiated on purpose, but withheld from the public or minimized. Here's a quote. The technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to exert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. That was from Zbigniew Brzezinski, PhD, former National Security Advisor under Jimmy Carter, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller, and author of Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, 1970. Maintaining power for an extended time often involves hidden methods of deception, manipulation, and that includes propaganda. If those lose effectiveness, brute force may be employed by some of those in charge who have little compassion for others. We have been under physical, emotional, and mental attack with intentional psychological operations, public poisons. You can visit our website, publicpoisons.com, to learn more about those. Poor food choices, manufactured germs, weather modification, staged false flag events, wars, financial fraud, disinformation, propaganda, mental manipulation, electromagnetic harassment, advanced technologies, planned disasters, and other harmful and deceptive actions. The power cabal manipulates weather, such as severe storms and droughts, for profit. Entwined with that, too, is the fraud of blaming normal human living as the main reason for global warming and climate change to more deeply enslave humanity under the UN Agenda 21, also known as Agenda 2030. The secret plan is to utilize multiple disasters to generate social chaos and radically eliminate population, as well as to restructure social organization under worldwide dominant technological control. Meanwhile, the intelligence of the population is diminishing, health problems are increasing, and early death is being engendered. The most important challenges are applying critical thinking to clarify what is real and what is false, learning to protect ourselves, and preparing for the changes, including storage of food and supplies, while working to make things better. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared, reallywell.com for outstanding natural health wellness information and products, and awaremore.com for the archives of this program. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Thanks for listening to Be Aware More.